everyone, but there's a lightning storm going on, and Cody's outside trying to jumpstart his band.
Well, why would that alarm us?
I don't know. Maybe because he's doing it with a kite.
Well, I got my band started. What a rush.
And hit the other chick in the eye.
Yeah, that is totally cool.
Man, I can't believe you guys are watching roller derbies.
What's wrong with roller derby?
It's not entertainment. That's lowbrow, mindless dribble. Nah, cool. Three Stooges. I'll get it. It's a Shemp episode anyway.
Is there a Cody Lampert here?
Yo, Cody Lampert right here.
You're a very lucky man.
You know, I've always thought so, but thanks for coming by and telling me. I love living in a small town. Whoa, deja vu.
What I meant to say was you won the free holiday turkey raffle down at Pearson's Market.
Oh, I've never won anything before. When do I get my turkey?
Right now, I'll get it.
Yeah. Oh, man, I love turkey.
I wasn't expecting a live one. I thought he'd be, like, bald and shrink-wrapped and have one of them thermometer dealies that pop up when it's done. You know?
At least you don't have to defrost it.
No, we deliver them alive. That way they're fresh. Then you bring them back to us and we butcher it.
Butcher it?
Yep. Kill it, gut it, and pluck it. Well, there you are. I have to go. Your neighbor down the street won our holiday bacon special. I hate these raffles.
Oh, hi. Great news. My old friend Scooter Randolph is coming for a visit. I haven't seen him in over 20 years, man. We used to do everything together.
Is he your best friend?
Oh, he's more than a best friend. He's like a brother to me. He taught me practically everything I know.
Ah, oh, that must have taken all of 5 minutes.
What time's he coming?
Well, he called me from the Texaco station.
But that's just 2 minutes from here. He's coming now? That isn't much notice.
Well, honey, Scooter's really not a give-notice kind of guy. He's more of a see-which-way-the-wind-blows, spur-of-the-moment kind of guy. He's a...
Bum?
No, he's always working, just not at the same job. He's a jack-of-all-trades, Carol. He's a renaissance man, a...
Bum.
You know, Dana, I don't think I tell you this often enough, but shut up. I'm sure your friend is a very nice man. I'm really looking forward to meeting Scooby.
Oh, no, honey, it's not Scooby. It's Scooter.
Of course it is. Scooby would be a silly name for a grown man.
Dana, don't you have some place to go?
You're right. A friend of Frank's is coming over. I better put on my overalls and tune up my banjo.
No, Carol, if she weren't your daughter, I'd spackle her mouth shut.
Yeah, well, if you can find enough spackle, be my guest.
Hello! Scooter! Frankie boy! You look great!
Hi.
Scooter, this is my wife, Carol.
Nice to meet you.
Same here, same here.
I would have answered the door, but I didn't hear the bell ring.
That's probably because I didn't ring it. Heck, this is Frankie's house. I just come right in.
Oh, how informal.
You know, Frankie, you got yourself quite a looker. You know, you ever get tired of old Frankie here, you just give me a jingle, huh?
Well, don't wait by the phone. Well, I'd love to talk, but I have to get back to work.
Oh, a working gal. Well, what do you do, Carol?
Well, I'm a hairdresser. That's my salon right through the door there.
Hairdresser? Bet you curls your hair, huh, Frank?
This is just a wild guess, Scooter, but you're not married, are you?
Divorced.
Ah, gee, what a shock.
paradox. It actually dates from the 14th century European custom of holding the fork in the left hand for both cutting and eating. It wasn't until the American Revolution...
Mark!
Yes? Nobody cares.
No, good night, Mrs. Hendricks. No, 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 trust me. You look exactly like Cindy Crawford.
She got hit by a bus.
Is Frank home yet?
No, he's still out with that scooter person.
Oh, I hope they get home soon. My roast for dinner will be ruined.
Hey, 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 the boys are back in town.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi, honey. Hey, Frank said make myself at home.
Well, Frank was wrong.
Honey, we had the greatest time this afternoon. We drove up to Sheboygan to visit our old stomping grounds.
The site of some of our greatest high school triumphs, like the school parking lot. We rented a cement mixer and buried the principal's car.
Still there!
That really sounds cool.
Well, I hope you two guys worked up an appetite. Dinner's almost ready.
Honey, I'm sorry, but we had a kind of a late lunch.
How late?
20 minutes ago.
Oh, I'll be upstairs dressing for dinner. Perhaps a poncho would be appropriate.
Frank, can I see you in the living room for a minute?
Sure. What about, honey?
The couch.
Oh, the couch. Yeah, we have to go talk about the couch. Been giving us some trouble, huh? This isn't about the couch, is it?
Oh, Frank, you knew I was making a special dinner for you and Scooter. How could you eat 20 minutes ago?
I'm sorry, honey. It's just that when Scooter and I started goofing around, I forgot all about you and the kids. I was just having a fun time like in the good old days. But not that these days aren't good. They're very good, honey. They're just not old yet.
Well, Frank, it's not just about dinner. I mean, look, I know you're having a good time with an old friend, but I'm just afraid if Scooter keeps telling our kids these juvenile delinquent stories, he'll become a bad influence.
Oh, no, that's ridiculous, honey. Scooter's not going to be any kind of influence on the kids at all.
Hey, Mom, guess what? Scooter taught me how to burn my name.
Mark.
See, Frank, that's exactly what I was afraid of.
So he taught Mark how to burp. That's no big deal.
Guess what? Scooter taught me a magic trick. Hey, Carol, pull my finger.
No.
Would you be quiet?
Oh, hey, good looking. You new in town?
Scooter, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, what's the matter, Frank? Are you afraid you're gonna wake up the old ball and chain?
No, the old ball and chain is wide awake.
Honey, listen. I'm sorry we're so late.
Oh, yeah, we would have been home hours ago, but we went to this great place out on Route 11.
Wait a minute. The only place out on Route 11 is the Boom Boom Room.
Oh, you know it?
Frank, you went to a strip joint?
Well, honey, it's not actually a strip joint. It's more like a
naked dancing club.
Scooter, don't help, okay? Honey, I can explain everything.
Don't bother. I don't want to hear it. I'm so angry with you. I just don't want to talk about it. I'm going to bed.
What's with her? Whoa, this looks like it's spreading.
Oh, Carol, you're really mad, aren't you? I'll take that as a yes.
Frank, I can't believe you would do this.
Carol, I know you're upset, but you're not the only one who had a bad night tonight. I didn't even want to go to the Boom Boom Room. We were driving down Route 11, and Scooter said he had to make a phone call. I didn't even go in at first, honey. Then after about half hour, I figured I'd better go in and drag him out of there.
And that took you till 3 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I would have been out sooner, but Scooter took my truck keys and threw them in the mud wrestling pit.
Well, why didn't you go in there after them?
Honey, it cost $25. And those girls mean business. They're big girls.
Look, Frank, this is not just about the Boom Boom Room. Ever since Scooter arrived, an ugly trend has been developing. I mean, first he shows up without notice, then he's got our kids going, hey, pull my finger. Now he's drunk in the living room making passes at the coat rack.
You're right. This isn't how I wanted things to go. It's just that everything kind of snowballed on me.
Look, I know this isn't your fault. It's just that I think maybe that you ought to ask Scooter to leave.
Oh, Carol, I can't do that. I've known Scooter since I was 2 years old. I can't just throw him out. He's only going to be here 2 more days.
Well, I guess I can live with that.
Knock, knock!
See, I told you there was a party up here.
Do you mind if we join you?
Oh, say hello.
Which sounds better to you, Elmer? The crunchy corn doodles or the gummy worms? Yeah, you're right. These gummy worms, they're more of a brunch thing, huh?
My favorite turkey. And it's turkey.
Dana, I'm glad you're here. Can I talk to you for a second? I've got kind of a dilemma. Or maybe it's more of a quandary. Would you say conundrum? Perhaps?
Cody! Just say it.
Jeez. Talk about the lost art of conversation. All right. My problem is, I don't know what to do about, you know, Elmer.
You named it Elmer? It's a turkey.
Shh. I hear you. This is the holiday season. He's feeling very vulnerable right now.
Cody, he's 2 drumsticks and some white meat.
See, that's exactly the problem. I used to think the same things about turkeys, but you know what? Turkeys have feelings, too. Take last night. Elmer and I were sitting in my van watching Knox Landing. Everything was fine. Then the stovetop stuffing commercial came on, and Elmer got really quiet.
Look, Elmer is food. Turkeys are raised to be eaten. It's their job. It's what they do. If they could do something else, they would do it.
You know something? You're right. Elmer just needs something different to do. I'm gonna teach him a trade.
Scooter. Scooter. Scooter?
Huh?
Oh.
Hey, Frankie Lambert, what brings you to Memphis?
Here, I made you some coffee.
Oh, good. I could use that. Oh. Feels like something crawled inside my mouth and died. You guys don't have a cat, do you?
Listen, Scooter, I've got to talk to you. It's been great seeing you, but we can't have any more scenes like last night. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you loud and clear. Wife turned off the old whoopee light, huh?
No, that's not it at all. It's just that I would appreciate it if you toned it down a little today, especially around Carol.
No problem, Frankie. I wouldn't want to get you in touch with the missus. I'll tell you what. Why don't you stay here and patch up the old love nest, and I'll take JT out for a burger or something. Huh?
You know, that's a real good idea. Yeah, I just think Carol gets a little tense with house guests.
Oh, yeah, I know how wives are. Heck, I ought. I've had 4 of them.
Today's episode of American Carpenter. If you watched carefully, you learned the correct way to hang a door.
Yep, unless you want to open it. TV phony pretty boy.
No. So then I said, is there any chance she's got a sister?
Oh! Guess you guys had a pretty good time, huh?
Oh, Dad, we had the greatest time. Scooter took me to your old high school. Then we had ice cream sundaes for lunch. Then he took me to the Boom Boom Room.
Pretty neat place, Dad, huh?
Boom Boom.
You took him to the Boom Boom Room?
Yeah.
You went into the Boom Boom Room?
Well, yeah. Scooter said it'd be okay with you.
JT, get upstairs right now.
Well, I fought him the whole way. I was totally against it.
Upstairs.
Going.
Scooter, how could you take my 16-year-old son to the Boom Boom Room?
Easy. I gave the bouncer $20 and he let us in. You can pay me back later.
Are you out of your mind? Taking JT into a place like that is completely out of line.
Oh, come on, Frank, lighten up. It's a rite of passage. Didn't I take you when you were 16?
Yes, but you were 17 at the time. You're 42 now. You should know better.
Whoa, Frankie, you're starting to remind me of my father, except you still got hair and you're not trying to hit me with a lamp.
Scooter, maybe I sound like a father because I am a father. I have a wife. I have 6 kids. I'm paying a mortgage.
Jeez, I had no idea life was so miserable.
My life is not miserable. My life is great. You don't get it, do you?
I get it. You changed. You used to be a fun guy, but I guess now your old lady's calling all the shots.
Okay. Now listen, pal. First of all, she is not my old lady. She is my wife. And her name is Carol, and marrying her is the best thing that ever happened to me. You got it?
Okay, Frankie, relax. I'm not trying to insult her. She's probably a very nice woman.
No, Scooter, she's more than that. Look, until Carol came along, I was barely holding it together. The kids and I, we had a house, but it wasn't a home. Now, maybe having a family isn't your idea of a good time, but to me, it's pretty great.
Okay, Frank, that's great. You found what you want, and I'm real happy for you. No hard feelings, okay?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I probably didn't mention this, but I got an appointment in Denver in a couple of days. You know, big job interview. Maybe I should just head out now.
Maybe you should, Scooter.
Yeah, you know, I'll give you a call the next time I'm in town.
Hmm? Yeah, that'd be great.
Of course, I'm not really sure when that'll be. You know, this thing in Denver, it's a big executive position. Probably have to travel a lot.
Yeah, well, I understand.
Well, I'll see you, Frank.
I'll see you, Scooter. Oh, hi.
Hi.
Gee, Carol, I thought you were way over there in the beauty shop.
Well, I was. But then I was in the kitchen.
You didn't hear what Scooter and I were talking about, did
no,
you?
No. Well, maybe a word. A sentence or two. Actually, I was listening at the heating vent. Gee, Frank, well, sure were nice things you were saying about me. Never heard you talk like that before.
Yeah, well, gee, Carol, I'm not very good at talking about feelings and stuff. Yeah. But I meant every word I said. I love you. I don't know where I'd be without you.
Yeah. I don't know where I'd be without you either. You know, when I met you, you taught me to loosen up and be spontaneous and enjoy life. I just love you for that. Ooh.
Huh?
I just had a spontaneous idea.
What?
Why don't you and I go upstairs and enjoy life?
Well, that's a pretty good idea. I'm feeling kind of spontaneous myself.